Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And staying straight up, today we're going to take things in a different direction. We're going to talk about Steve Jobs, of course, the Apple CEO that died this past week of pancreatic cancer. Al Davis. We'll spend some time talking about Al Davis, the man that started the AFL, was commissioner of the AFL, of course, the American Football League, before they merged with the National Football League back in 1966. He was the man that ran the Raiders, the black and gray, of course, the silver and black, and the pirate emblem, all that kind of good stuff. The largest selling football memorabilia in the entire world belonged to the Oakland Raiders. They won the record year in and year out. So we're going to talk about the death of Al Davis in the past 24 hours. I haven't said exactly where or when he died, but we'll talk with Ricky of Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater over there in San Leandro, California. We'll talk about Ricky's special tribute to Al Davis when Al Davis moved the team to L.A. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about boxing as well today. We'll talk some MMA today. We've got lots of things to talk about. We have open phone lines all for you, toll-free coast-to-coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And when I say toll-free, it means it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Pedro Fernandez.
Business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you trade the markets, you know what a grind it can be, and winning trades can be as elusive as, well, a smile on a traffic cop. However, with the simple act of reading One Shot, One Kill Trading by John Netto, you can literally change your trading life forever, and it's available now at Amazon.com. For many struggling traders, getting on the right side of a trade straight out of the gate is what's missing in their trading efforts, and to succeed, you must change that habit. Become a successful trader by having a one-shot, one-kill plan of attack that delivers consistent results you can literally bank on. Go online right now to Amazon.com and make an investment in yourself. Read a truly great book for people who want to trade better. Masterfully written and easy to digest, One-Shot, One-Kill Trading is a must-read. John often says, when your desire to improve is equaled only by your passion to succeed, you will not fail. Check out One-Shot, One-Kill Trading, available at Amazon.com today.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide as the theme of the Oakland Raiders, the silver and black, of course, the three-time Super Bowl champions. Rebels that they were. They came from the American Football League when the league merged in 1966. At that point in time, the owner, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, Al Davis, was the president, the commissioner, per se, of the AFL. He fought tooth and nail with Pete Rozelle, who was the NFL czar, of course, until Rozelle's death. But the bottom line is, Al Davis, loved by many, hated by others. So I need to call in an Al Davis expert. Nobody knows Al Davis better than Ricky Ricardo or Ricky Sports Theater over there in San Leandro, California. I'm talking about Ricky's.com. And Rick, how are you this morning, sir?
Well, I'm not on a great day, man, because the leader is retired.
How can you call him the leader when you hung up a toilet seat in your sports bar over there on Hesperian Boulevard in San Francisco?
No, that wasn't a toilet seat. I didn't hang up a toilet seat for him.
What was that?
Must have somebody different. Somebody sold some Al Davis toilet paper when they left the area here.
Okay.
Put away, but no toilet seat. Somebody had made Al Davis. And they made a dartboard, a stick-it-out dartboard, and they made toilet paper with his picture on it.
Okay, so you missed him even though that he took the Raiders to Los Angeles, sued the city of Oakland, sued the NFL. I mean, he did a lot of...
My comment was when they left the LA Raiders, you know, who am I going to root for? What am I going to root for? But, you know, wherever the Raiders play, the Raiders probably should have played all their games away anyway, and they probably should have trained in Alcatraz. But and should have been all away games. So, you know, I'm a Raider fan. Hey, if they're playing in Lebanon, I'm gonna be rooting for them.
Okay,
that's the end of the game.
We're talking about Al Davis's passing, of course, folks. Like I said, the former AFL commissioner, the former the owner of the Oakland Raiders, and of course his biggest flop in the last 10 years, the last 15 years, had to be the first round draft pick of DeMarcus Russell. You agree with me on that?
Yeah, that wasn't a good decision. But you know, looking at everything as a big picture, you know, I think his decisions over the years have been right on the money most of the time. And you know, he always have critics. And you know, the only way you really get critics is by doing something. So Al Davis did a lot of things, so he had a lot of critics. And you know, he probably forgot more about football than most of us will ever know. So you know, he was a self-made guy. And nobody, you know, he was a loyal guy, though. He was a loyal to people that were loyal to him. And without saying anything, he just did things undercurrently, quietly, took care of a lot of ex-Raiders and people. And so those things aren't brought out, but that's the guy he was.
Okay, in 1969, he made his linebacker coach, then an unheard-of guy by the name of John Madden, of course, who took the Raiders to a Super Bowl victory, and then he became a national icon of both television and advertising, and now he's into John Madden sports games on the internet and play. You name it, John Madden's everywhere now. That was a huge decision to make that young of a guy a head coach, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, he saw Al could see things in people, and he saw, and he had communication skills and had knowledge, and so he has a way of picking things out in people that work and work with him, and he wants a guy that's going to work with him, and so I think that's how that evolved, and he's made a lot of. Nobody goes without making some bad decisions in life. You make some there, but you live with it. You make adjustments, and that's always done after that.
Okay. Ricky Ricardo's our guest, folks. Of course, this is the place where the UFC airs, of course, the big pay-per-view fights. Everything's going on the high-definition big screens at Ricky's Sports Theater. And you can check out more about Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. It's on Hesperian Boulevard, just a few blocks off of East 14th Street, by hitting their website, rickys.com. First of all, how'd you steal that domain? Did you buy that from some guy for thousands of dollars or what?
No. We've been around a while, you know. We've been around a while. So when the Internet first came out, we got that. We got that at rickys.com. So,
no, wait, wait. Are you trying to tell me like you're like Al Gore, you invented the Internet or what?
No, I didn't invent it. I just made use of it. I didn't waste any time, you know. People were talking to me about it and get a website. And so that's exactly what I did. Just worked out that way.
Okay. Back to Davis now. Yes. I was reading some quotes from Jim Plunkett today. Of course, the former quarterback, I think, that took him to two Super Bowl victories, correct?
Yes.
Plunkett take him to two? All right.
Right.
And he was talking about that Al was loved by his players and hated by other executives and this and that. He truly was admired by most of his players, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, most of them. He had some, you know, him and Marcus Allen didn't have a great working relationship and some things like that, but those things happen. He was a loyal guy to these guys. He took care of them. A lot of guys had situations, and they still, you know, he's a father image to them, and he was a communicator. He would, when he was healthy, he was on the field. I got a great picture of him. He would be going to on the sidelines with other people on the teams. I got a picture up with him and Broadway Joe Namath in 74 talking to him. Al's got that two-piece thing on and looking at Joe, and I know he's telling him, hey, Joe, you look better in silver and black. You don't need to be wearing that white and green.
You're talking about the passing of Al Davis, folks, at the age of 82, and the reason why I'm changing subjects this morning from boxing to MMA to the NFL is I think this is the passing of an icon. Whether you want to like him, whether you want to hate him, whether you want to admire him, whether you want to despise him, you have to recognize the genius of Al Davis, of course, the owner of the Oakland Raiders. And when the Raiders, you know what, it blows my mind that the Raiders sell more memorabilia than any team in the NFL, including the New York teams, which are the number one market, of course, but they sell more memorabilia than any franchise on the planet, be it any in any sport.
Well, you know, they got fans, worldwide fans. We get fans that come in, Raider fans that come in from Japan, England, and stuff. Years ago, I took a trip to New Zealand. I'm in Auckland, New Zealand, and there's a guy walking down the street with a Raider jersey on. I'm going, my God, I said, it's just amazing. It's how it's touched and stuff, and there's people, all over the world. I look at the website, and look at where people all over the world are come to the website from all countries. Amazing.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network as well, of course, live on the internet around the world in 160 countries. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. But today, this segment of the show, we're talking NFL and the passing of Al Davis at the age of 82. Now, they're not getting into the particulars of how and where he died, are they?
No, you know, he was living at the Hilton. He had a suite at the Hilton for quite a while now. So that was close to facilities. And he wouldn't get in the office until the late afternoon. So, and he had a full-time doctor there. So Al had heart problems, and I just know through doctors that I know that have treated him before, and he thought he had vascular problems, but he had heart problems. And so this has been going on a while, and he's been at that location. And, he had a house in Piedmont, but I don't think that was – so he's been sick. It was almost a sign. This training camp, he didn't show up at training camp. You know, Mark was there, his son, but from the information I got anyway. And so that when that happens, you know, that if he can't make it then, that's so –
okay,
tough.
Before we switch to MMA and boxing, we're talking with Ricky Ricardo. He is an expert on sports in general, folks. Of course, he is at rickys.com. He has a lovely wife. Say hello to her for me, please.
I will.
Okay. Who's going to take over the Oakland Raiders?
I know Mark has been in that capacity. I don't think his wife is that. You know, I'm not exactly sure what ownership now. I know they sold some percentage to some people, I'm not sure about what that's going to happen. I don't know what Mark's thinking, but he's been around. He's been kind of participating a lot more in these last few years than he has in the past. So I would imagine, that he'll have ownership, whether or not he'll make decisions on a lot of things. I'm sure he'll have something to say about it, of course, being an oil part, you know, owner. Yeah, we'll see what happens. No telling, but I would think he would stay and do that because that's his legacy, you know. He would have to hold up his Ann Davis name.
Okay, now we switch to the high-definition world of Ricky's Sports Theater for us in San Leandro, California, folks, on Hesperian Boulevard. November the 12th, you're going to have Manny Pacquiao taking on Juan Manuel Marquez in their third fight. You expect a packed house for this one, huh?
Yes, I do. That's the biggest draw going. The only bigger fight than that will be Pacquiao and Mayweather get together. That'll be the fight of the
Mayweather will lick him like a stamp. Listen, if he couldn't hit Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle or a tennis racket.
Okay, you're the expert in that part.
I'm
going to tell you what.
What?
I never underestimate Manny Pacquiao. Never underestimate.
Or the vitamins in which he's taken either.
Whatever it is, never underestimate him. So those things, you know how fight games, you've been around fight games a long time. All the time you think it's going to go one way, and what happens?
Yeah, of course, that'll be November 12th, folks. The fight at Ricky Sports Theater starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. He's out here on the West Coast. That's at San Leandro, California. Now, are you going to show the Fox broadcast earlier that day of the UFC heavyweight title fight as well?
We're going to show everything. We show everything we can. Anything, we show it all. Every bit of everything going on. You want to see it, I'll have it for you.
So the place is going to be, you'll have the UFC fans there watching the fight, then you'll have the boxing fans. Are you setting things up outdoors for this or what?
But yeah, probably do outdoor setup. We'll do outdoor setup, screens outside. It'll be hopefully weather permitting. That's all weather permitting, but I'm working on that.
Okay. How big is the UFC right now?
It's the biggest, it's bigger than boxing. Obviously, we know that. You know, it took over boxing, except for like fight like Pacquiao. You know, Pacquiao Mayweather fights. Those are the guys that draw. Anybody else really doesn't draw. But it started out slow. I started off on the ground floor with this thing, and now it's just huge. It's just, and people say, oh, they have a lot of them, but people want to see it. They want to see it.
Of course,
I love it. Crowds are great. People are into it. They're knowledgeable, and so it's a fun sport. And you know, I'm an old school kind of boxing guy too. But you got to really appreciate the skills of these fighters and what they can do in the training and stuff they take care of. So you know, it's a different ball game, but it's great stuff. Exciting. It's like the one I went to one in Oakland was like going to a rock concert.
Always
a rock concert and a fight, and people were dressed up, and it was a great crowd, and can't say enough about it.
You know what, Rick? You know what's funny is that the old school people right now are like either turned off the radio, turned off the internet, are swearing about me right now, just going through the. I mean, they're absolutely going through the roof, pulling out their hair because they're in denial. They don't want to admit that the numbers of MMA have surpassed boxing, and they have probably since 2006.
I remember a Red Fox line. This doesn't really do anything, but it kind of has a point. Yeah, Red Fox says, I don't care if old people don't like me anyway because they ain't going to be around very long.
Ricky Ricardo, Ricky Sports Theater, November 12th, folks. First fight on the Manny Pacquiao card starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. How much is it going to cost to get into that one, Rick?
Pacquiao, you know, I don't have a contract on that. Usually they're about $20 to $25. I try to keep it at that. I hate to get any more than that. And I'll work with the things in it. So I'm keeping it either $20 or whatever I pay.
Okay.
$20 to $25. Just, you got to make it reasonable and the fight fans get their day.
So you can have a Willie Brown sandwich waiting for me?
I got one waiting for you every day.
All right. I love you, man. Say hello to your lovely wife once again and the entire crew.
All right, thanks a lot, Pedro. Appreciate it.
All right, Ricky Ricardo, folks, the famed owner of Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Check them out on the web. They're on Hesperian Boulevard, just a few blocks off of East 14th Street, right near the San Leandro BART station. This is the place to go for all sports, especially sports I love, boxing, MMA, and the NFL. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Speaking of MMA, we'll talk MMA in the next segment right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now, toll free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Yeah, Sabu's taking a little bit of a deal here.
Very shot. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
My boys, the Tower of Power, of course, touring Asia as I speak. Take that back. I think they're leaving Asia. They're on their way to Australia, where they'll make their debut, of course, and then they'll return. They'll make do a show in Shanghai, China. These are both historic. These are historic concerts for the band, of course, 43 years now, out of Oakland, California. Band leader Emilio Castillo, a personal friend and professional friend as well. But he has got the Funksters, the Godfathers of Funk from Oakland, California. He had them in Tokyo, had them in Seoul, Korea. They canceled the gig in Bangkok, Thailand, and now they're on their way to Australia for 2 days there. And then they'll come back, go to Shanghai, China, before returning to the States and doing a couple of concerts up there in Washington around the 20th of October. But they will be back in Northern California in December. They're doing shows at Yoshi's in Oakland, California at the end of December, and they're having a concert at the San Jose Civic Auditorium with War. And that's always an interesting crowd, folks, because the War crowd is like a lowrider crowd. I mean, a real lowrider crowd, and you get some different type of people that shows up to those concerts. Not knocking lowriders, just different type of people that show up to those type of concerts. Of course, you can check out all my stuff at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board. Pedro has his own section there. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month. Well, Spike TV, remember them? Yeah, they were the people that sort of like came to prominence because of the UFC. I mean, the UFC was their largest viewing programs. I mean, they were getting like 1.8 million. Sometimes they got over 2 million viewers for different Ultimate Fighter nights and the Ultimate Fighter reality TV show, this and that. Well, the UFC is sort of like on the defense a little bit here. I mean, it's sort of hard to believe the UFC and Dana White on the defense, but they're really not. What happened was Spike TV has declared war on the UFC. And the reason why they've done this is because the UFC took their act, obviously, to Fox TV, signed that $700 million deal for 7 years, reported $100 million a year, and Spike TV can maybe come up with $10 or $15 million. So where are you going to go? You going to go someplace that can get you 1.8 million viewers or 2 million viewers, or are you going to go someplace and get you 10, 15, maybe 20 million viewers? Because that's what Fox TV can do. Of course, you've seen the NFL numbers on Fox TV. They're doing 11 million homes for NFL, and I think that this big fight come November the 12th, I'm talking about Cain Velasquez, my man from San Jose, California, in the American Kickboxing Academy. Cain's been on the show a couple times in the past, before and after he won the championship. Of course, from Brock Lesnar, he's been on the hiatus, been on the shelf because of an injury. But he'll be coming back November 12th to take on Junior Dos Santos. And what Spike has done in association with MTV, and that's one of their, like their MTV2, excuse me, one of their sister stations. They're sort of all under the same umbrella there. But they've decided that they're going to go head-to-head with the UFC on Fox TV, and they're going to show fights like Junior Dos Santos and Shane Carwin and Velasquez's title win against Brock Lesnar. And then when the UFC comes on live, as far as the UFC and Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos is concerned, the Spike is going to go with, let's take it back, MTV2 is going to go with the Bellator Fighting Championships. We'll go live from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So this is a war. And what cracks me up is that, you know, Bellator is a one, I hate the guy that runs Bellator. I won't even mention his name on the air, but he's a piece of work. There's no doubt about it, okay? But, and I'll tell you why, because his neighbors, they were involved in a neighborhood fight. It was an argument going back and forth between two neighbors, and the neighbor's dog ended up dead. And Bjorn Rebney is sort of like the lead suspect in the death of the dog. So anybody that would kill a dog, much like George Foreman, when he got his dog to jump off that hotel balcony and fall 10 stories to his death just to show that he could do it, I don't like George, and I don't like Bjorn Rebney, and there's other reasons why I don't like Bjorn, but that's one of the main reasons. Anyway, Bjorn Rebney runs the Bellator Fighting Championships, and I'm enamored with the actual concept of the Bellator Fighting Championships because, you know, they have tournaments, and these guys fight each other, and the winner becomes champion. I think that's a fantastic move. But they're only getting 250,000, you know, 200, I think the last one got 280,000 viewers, according to Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, Wrestling Observer newsletter, the genius, the most, I think, the best journalist on the planet, bar none. We're not talking about boxing, MMA, or politics or anything like that. We're talking about the best journalist, per se, on the planet, Dave Meltzer. He said that they only got 280-something thousand people to watch their last card, the Bellator Fighting Championships on MTV2. So instead of Spike TV saying, you know what, Dana White, who's the president of the UFC, the most powerful man in MMA, no question about that, all right, instead of saying, you know, we'll do a deal where you can buy back your broadcasts. You can buy back the broadcasts, you know, in which we did these UFC fights with, and we'll work a deal. And then they could bring Bellator in and have Bellator on live now on Spike TV because Bellator will draw some numbers, okay, on Spike TV. Maybe not to 2.5 million people that the UFC was averaging and sometimes at certain points in their contract there. Of course, they were there for several years. But they will do a lot more than 288,000 homes. Instead, Spike TV's decided they're going to show the old UFC fights until the end of 2012, which means Bellator cannot go to Spike TV until 2013. Now, that's a dumb, that's an asinine business move. But then again, you got to remember, these people running Spike TV, they started off as the Nashville Network. Anybody that's going to name their TV network the Nashville Network, to me, hasn't got a full dozen eggs. That's just the way there is to it. Might as well call it the Redneck Network. But the bottom line is, no knock on Nashville. I've been there. Didn't like it. Much like Little Rock, Arkansas when I was there. Of course, that was the birthplace of my father and my uncles and aunts and this and that. But my grandmother and grandfather lived in Little Rock for a long time. And when I went back and did some television for a Jermaine Taylor fight before he won the championship back in Little Rock, Arkansas, my broadcast partner said to me, well, Pedro, I understand you've got family from Little Rock, Arkansas. What do you think of Little Rock? I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound bus. That's all I've got to say about that. Speaking of Dana White and the UFC, they are still going abroad in 2012. They will be having a show in China. They expect to have a show in China. They're going back to Brazil. They're going to go to Australia again. That's right. The UFC, the hottest growing sport in the entire world, worth $1 billion now. You got to remember, they lost $33 million going in their first 4 or 5 years of operation, and now it's worth $1 billion. So hats off to Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the owners, and, of course, Dana White, who's got 10 points to that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
One can have a dream, babe.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark, yeah.
Two can make the light shine through. It takes two.
Long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck. Get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the match says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
The great John Lennon turns 71 tomorrow, folks. In fact, a lot of Beatle news this week, and I've got to go with it because of the fact that I'm a Beatles fan. And I think a lot of you are as well. Whether you're 20 years old or 60 years old or 80 years old, you remember who the Beatles were. Of course, they were the biggest recording act in the history of music. In fact, I think in all totality, they only recorded 10 and a half or 11 hours worth of music. And they turned it into multi-billions of dollars as far as revenue is concerned. But John Lennon would have turned 71 tomorrow had he not been murdered in the early 1980s by that clown in New York City who was upset because he had talked about in the song Imagine there being no heaven, imagine there being no hell, imagine there being no religion. And this wacko went ahead and shot him. And, of course, this wacko had money. And I think his name was John Hinckley. And he had money. And now he's getting out on the weekends and going home and spending time with his parents. He's been doing this for a few years now. So there was a guy I thought they should have just murdered or thrown away the key on, but yet he gets to get out each week because he's got money. So John Lennon would have turned 71 tomorrow. Now tomorrow, Paul McCartney's getting married for the third time. Yeah, he dumped Emma, that skank that he was married to, and she took out half of his money and all this kind of stuff. Remember Heather Mills, whatever her name was, of course. I saw Heather and Paul together in Oakland, California. Originally, back in the early 90s, saw Paul and Linda together getting into a limousine at the Cal Berkeley Stadium after a concert there. And I was like 50 feet away from them. And then I saw Paul and Heather getting out of a car, going into a concert at the Oakland Coliseum. I think that was circa 2001, 2002, somewhere around there. So anyway, she ended up having a nasty divorce. I hate her in England. She's, in my opinion, just a skank of a woman. But the bottom line is tomorrow, Paul is marrying a lady with a few bucks, a Nancy Shevel, and they're getting married in New York City, I believe. And, of course, that is the same date that John Lennon passed away. And speaking of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, he's the drummer, of course. We've got George Harrison, Living in the Material World. It was a special put together this week by producer Martin Scorsese, who aired two segments of it on HBO. It'll be available on Amazon.com and in Blu-ray, and probably from your local bootlegger at the flea market as well. But the bottom line is the 10th of the month, it'll be available at Amazon.com. But George Harrison, I saw him in concert with Ravi Shankar in the 70s at the Cow Palace, of course, the revered Cow Palace here in San Francisco on the Daly City border. And his voice was hoarse that night. He couldn't sing all that well. And Billy Preston sung a lot of the high notes for him. But he was a guy, he was a quiet Beatle. He was a guy that was more into spiritual things. He was more into the world. John had his, you know, they all had their own different personalities, but George was considered the quiet man. And when I talked with Pete Best, I interviewed Pete Best on this show, of course, he was the original Beatles drummer back in the 1990s. He told me of all the guys in the band, he liked George the best. Of course, Pete Best was dumped for Ringo Starr. Richard Starkey, that was his real name, Ringo Starr. And of course, Ringo Starr is a much better drummer than Pete Best was. Pete Best was not that good of a drummer. Now, how did I know that? Because when I went and saw Pete Best in concert, he had two drummers. Well, if you were the drummer of the Beatles, why would you need an additional drummer along with you in your band? Two drummers in the same band doesn't make sense. Excuse me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So we've got the Beatles out of the way. And, of course, I guess that special is going to air on Showtime as well. Couple more times, but you know when you look back at the last week's show, and last week's show was a winner. I thought, I mean, all these shows are winners. I mean, I really don't. If I wasn't putting forth a good product, I wouldn't show up here. I'm not like these internet guys you hear on the radio or on the internet, this and that, trying to put together a sports talk show, trying to stretch 3 hours of boxing and things like that, and interviewing this every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't have to. I know every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't need to interview them, and a lot of times I refuse to put certain people on the show because I can do that. It's my prerogative. It's my show. I've been doing this 26-plus years now. But the bottom line is I really got some heat from the Oscar De La Hoya fans over the fact that Greg Hogan called him as queer as a $3 bill last week on last week's show. Now, I didn't say it. Greg said it. So why come after me? Greg's on Facebook. Everybody can find Greg. Greg's not a hard guy to find. Now, I think he's in Idaho working and training with some fighters. He was in Florida last week. But the bottom line is Greg's easy to find. Just go to Facebook. Don't assault me. And one guy, Mr. Lowry, Jeff Lowry, and I'll name him out loud because me and Jeff had a little internet exchange this week. He jumped on me for hailing Steve Jobs as being a genius. He said, you know, you're hailing Steve Jobs, and there were some rumors about Steve Jobs' real cause of death, and they weren't, and it wasn't pancreatic cancer, this and that. Why don't you put that? He said, these were rumors on the street. Well, Mr. Lowry, the reason why you've been banned from ringtalk.com from making statements in the future is that you're an idiot, okay? You're just an idiot. I mean, Oscar dressed up in fishnet stockings and high heels and women's bras and panties and all that kind of stuff and let some Serbian skank stripper take pictures of him. That's the third time I've used the term skank in this show. I think that's a record. Anyway, I'm going to try to go for four. But the bottom line is he allowed this Serbian stripper to take pictures of him in compromising positions, whether he was high on cocaine or not, and that's what he's trying to blame him. Oh, I was high on blow. Well, I got news for you. I know thousands of guys who have done blow over the years, okay? None of them have dressed up in women's clothes, all right? And then what Oscar did was he went out and he denied the entire thing. He denied it. He said that Pedro had these photos. Pedro had photos that were photoshopped. He assailed myself and TMZ and a couple other websites that had the Stones to run with it. We were the only boxing website that had the Stones to run with these pictures in 2007 because I had them authenticated by a forensic photographer and I examined them myself, being a police officer, former police officer, and a private investigator with a magnifying glass. I went up and down and I even sent the pictures to one of Oscar's former trainers and said, what do you think? I mean, you can Photoshop somebody's head onto a body, but you can't Photoshop fishnet stockings onto some guy's body. You just can't do it. That was Oscar De La Hoya. I knew it in 2007. So in 2011, when he comes out and he makes these revelations, and then Hogan calls him queer as a $3 bill or a switch hitter or whatever you want to call whatever Greg had to say about him last week's show, you can check that show out on iTunes.com or go to the website ringtalk.com and click on the latest show, and you'll listen to that program in its entirety. But the bottom line is, you know, either Oscar's a closet queen or a 14-karat liar, one or the other, or a cross-dressing liar. It's either one or the other, okay? Because he denied this. I took some heat for it. I suffered from advertising losses. I mean, I suffered some financial losses. You name it. I mean, I took a beating physically, and not physically, financially and professionally from Oscar De La Hoya and his PR group, because of the fact I had the Stones to put up these pictures, okay? So as my buddy, my historian Sin City Richie says, I apologize for getting on your case 4 years ago, and he mentioned that on the website this week. It's on Facebook.com/ringtalk. He mentioned that he apologized for assailing me to an extent 4 years ago when I put the pictures up because he thought the pictures were fake. Everybody, a lot of people thought the pictures were fake. Well, I got news for you. I've been doing this for 26 years now, okay? And you're not going to catch me doing something stupid. I did something stupid one time, and I didn't even do something stupid. I told the truth, and I ended up getting burned for that. So the bottom line is you got to watch what you say, whether you're on the radio, whether you're on the internet, whether you're in print, whether you're writing for the Oakland Tribune, as I had for the San Francisco Examiner, the SF Progress, Essence Magazine. No matter where you are in the world of journalism, you've got to watch what you write. You've got to say allegedly, the A word. The A word kicks you out of a lot of lawsuits, this and that. Well, I didn't say there was Oscar allegedly in those panties. I said it was Oscar in those panties because I investigated it. I did my homework. Okay? So I don't want to hear any more crap from Mr. Jeff Lowry, and you won't see him on the website anymore, period. He's done. He's done commenting at ringtalk.com. He's not my friend on Facebook, and he never will be. And for him to try to sully the reputation of the great Steve Jobs, who passed away this week, it irked me beyond belief. And speaking of Steve Jobs, you knew he had the liver transplant in 2009. And what I found was sort of funny was if he had pancreatic cancer, why would he have a liver transplant? So about 3 months ago, my friends at Apple were telling me, you know, Steve Jobs, he's going to die. That's why he's resigned his position at Apple, is that he's going to die. And, you know, I was hoping it was rumor, it was folklore, this and that. And, of course, Steve Jobs passed away this week at the age of 56. And I think he's one of the true geniuses of our time, if not one of the come on. Nobody did it better than Steve Jobs. I'm not talking about just a Macintosh computer. Look at all the other things he's brought into the world, the iPad, the iPhone. I mean, I can go on and on. But Steve Jobs was an innovator, a genius without doubt, and for somebody to try to sully his name for rumors heard on the street, according to Mr. Jeff Lowry. Hey, Jeff, you're toast. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some new stories up on the website this week, pretty good ones. When gloves replaced the bare knuckle boxing, of course, that's done by the professor Chuck Marbury. Of course, you can listen to last week's show with Greg Hagen talking about Oscar De La Hoya. Hey, and I've got a great Larry Merchant interview transcribed by my ace. I'm talking about Ace Edwin Ace Aiello, who's got a story coming up in a few minutes about the weekend results last night on Showtime.com, a showbox, and it'll be at ringtalk.com. But he was also in Rhode Island last night for the Road Warriors card, so I guess he's going to have a couple of articles up, as Ed Aiello always does week in and week out. But he's got the professor's also got Boxing McNuggets. I've got an MMA notebook up there talking about the stats and this net, the numbers and where things are going in the world of MMA. And I also talk about the decline of the WWE. Yeah, my buddy, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, taking a beating. I mean, taking a beating. His Hell in the Cell pay-per-view did like 100,000 homes here in the States. It used to do 285,000 homes in the States. So am I crying over over Vince McMahon's failures? No. Am I loving it? Yes. I think Vince McMahon's a piece of crap, and I've always felt that way. And the way he handled the Chris Benoit debacle after knowing that Benoit had murdered his family and then commit suicide, he knew this hours before airing a special dedicated to the career of Chris Benoit on USA Cable, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. So he aired the show, he knew by at least 4:30 p.m. Eastern time that Benoit had murdered this guy, had murdered his wife, his child, and then killed himself. Okay, and then, so he runs a special at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and then he runs it again at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So he knew for two broadcasts that he was airing the life story of a monster, but he did it for ratings, because that's what Vincent Kennedy McMahon is all about, ratings. Well, guess what, pal? Your ratings are dropping. SmackDown's hurting. Raw's doing okay, but SmackDown's taking a beating. WWE superstars, I don't even think that show's on the air anymore. So he's talking about starting his own TV channel now. The WWE channel, and it's supposed to come on the air next year. And if you want it as to be part of your cable package, then you're going to ask you to spend $7 a month. I ask that you not. I ask that you not give Vincent Kennedy McMahon another dime for anything. He's a creep, a 14-karat creep, and that's all there is to it. So from the bottom of my heart, I say this with true, true sincerity, do not support Vincent Kennedy McMahon. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And today I've sort of veered off of the subjects of MMA and boxing to an extent. I talked about the Beatles. I talked about, of course, Mr. Jobs. I talked about Al Davis with Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. You know, I've covered all the bases today because I think that's pertinent. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Who's on the line here? This is my man, Emilio Castillo and Tower of Power. Down to the nightclub.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You gotta love a T-bone. It's the lean page in your culinary playbook that'll add something special to any pregame feast. Because when you huddle around that grill come tailgating time, you rest easy knowing that the old T-bone formation packs the power of lean protein. That's the T-bone, one of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Aha, the Super Strokeland Band. Doc Cooper of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis in the News putting his band together. Huey, yeah, he's part of that new, that recent CD, Tower of Power, released the Great American Soul Book. And, of course, I've got some new stuff coming up at towerofpower.com. It should be up by the end of the day, if not by tomorrow. A couple things I want to talk about before I get out of here. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as live around the world. And I hope to get back to our U-verse television broadcast. The last couple of weeks, you haven't known it, but I taped the last two week shows because I had things to do as far as prior commitments on Saturday, and I never do that. I hate taping shows, especially with my producer screaming at me like he does when we tape these shows. He's a monster when it comes to taping these shows. Anyway, but the bottom line is we are not on U-verse today. We'll be back on U-verse after we get our Mac and stuff together as far as the technology is concerned, and we should hope to have that back rolling, our U-verse telecast on Facebook.com/RingTalk next week. Want to mention a couple of things today. I'm going to see a buddy of mine I haven't seen in about 15 or 20 years now. We graduated from high school together, Dan Anderson. That'll be in Pacifica, California, a quick little party. And tomorrow, the Excelsior Festival in the Excelsior District here in San Francisco, they're going to block off Persia and Ocean Avenue between Alameda Boulevard and Mission Street, and they're going to have bands and clean out acts and all kinds of stuff. And I will be introducing John Avalos, the District 11 supervisor, the candidate for mayor, and I will be also introducing the hottest Bay Area band going right now. I'm talking about the Bionics, so I'm looking forward to that. The music put together by Rosario Cervantes, of course, in the Excelsior Action Group. They're a fine organization. Speaking of organizations, we got it going on ourselves, ringtalk.com. Don't forget the website, folks. You can check out the latest in boxing and MMA, and I've got a story on Al Davis up there as I speak. Next week, we will preview the Bernard Hopkins-Chad Dawson fight. That'll be on HBO along with Antonio DeMarco and Jorge Linares. That is the HBO doubleheader coming up on October the 15th. Well, that's Lenny Williams, the great Lenny Williams we saw last week, who stole the show at the Concord Pavilion and the KBLX Stone Soul Picnic 2. I mean, Lenny just stole the show. He beat En Vogue. He beat the Escobedo family. He beat MC Hammer. MC Hammer was so bad, folks, everybody in droves got up and left by the thousands. MC Hammer, what a joke. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thanks to my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Lenny, take it away.